Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Time for our weekend health segment. Dr. Jeremy Silver joining us, emergency room physician, Northwestern's Kishwaukee and Valley West Hospitals. Dr. Silver, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Dean. A nice sunny morning to you.
It's a gorgeous Sunday morning here. And I explained to our listeners, our incredibly, loyal, caring listeners who have been sending emails all week, wondering about what happened to me last week, of why suddenly we ran a rerun episode of the show, a Father's Day episode, ironically. People were wondering, you know, what happened last week. And it turns out you will, you know, be able to relate to this probably better than most. I was an emergency room patient last week, in the good hands of emergency room people like yourself last week. When I woke up in the middle of the night, it was Saturday night / early Sunday morning, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't catch my breath. And I got scared, of course, and went to the emergency room. And they took good care of me, and they did a whole bunch of tests. After, you know, many hours of tests and, you know, treating me for not being able to breathe, they gave me some medication that helped me. I was sort of having a panic attack, anxiety attack, but also it was discovered while I was there that I had COVID, and I didn't even know. I had no symptoms, except that I couldn't breathe. And I found out later.
Other than that, you were fine.
Yeah, other than not being able to take in any oxygen, I was just fine and dandy. But I found out later that, like, one of the symptoms of COVID could be anxiety attack, could be having difficulty breathing. But I had COVID, and for the last week I've been in isolation, and I've been taking Paxlovid, not my favorite thing to take, not a tasty medicine to take at all,
but
I finished the last dosage of it last night, and that's what happened to me last week. It was like just a last minute, spent the night in the emergency room. And thank goodness for emergency room people. They were fantastic. And I had plenty of time this week to read about how there is a COVID surge going on right now.
There is. There is indeed.
As I found out firsthand last week. I don't really want to make this about myself, but that's so many people have asked, what's the deal with the rerun show last week? That's why, because at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was in the emergency room, and talk to us about this COVID surge. I mean, I think that's the more important thing to talk about right now, more than what happened to me.
But I would like to say, if I can, and I know that your viewers or your listeners, if they were in my chair, they would want to say, thank God you're okay. You sound great. And I wish you a speedy recovery from that.
Thank you.
Terrifying. Yeah.
I feel a million times better. Those anxiety attacks that I was having, really like panic attacks, I've never had that in my life. Those have passed after a few days. Those went away, and I feel, you know, pretty much back to normal now. And I'm so happy to be out of isolation. I was going nuts and staying at home.
Right.
But
yeah, that's a second, not necessarily a foreseen side effect, but definitely good to get out and about.
Yeah, very definitely. So what's going on now with the COVID? I mean, it's, I guess, a summertime thing, because people are getting together. I attribute mine to I've been in too many airports lately, and I've been on you know, too many planes and things. I think that's where I probably got mine. But talk to us a little bit about this so other people don't have to go through what I went through.
Yeah, the you know, COVID's still circulating. It's, you know, it's now a part of the regular complement of respiratory viruses that are in our midst, unfortunately, and it continues to mutate as all viruses do. The most recent subvariant, this NB.1.8.1, traces back to Omicron, which, as you may recall, was a fairly significant surge a couple of winters ago. The good news is that the vaccines that are out there that are available are scientists believe are still very, very well targeted to the existing mutations. And so, you know, the great news is that there's a there is a somewhat of an antidote to this, and that is boosters and vaccines if you're eligible. And many people are, and so that's one component of this. The other component is, you know, while you potentially had a severe episode related to COVID, and whether it was, you know, look, anxiety is real. Now, whether it's anxiety for its own sake because of something going on in your brain, you know, whether it's depression or just being anxious about life. Or whether it's responding to something in your body, kind of like a smoke alarm. I like to tell my patients it's like a smoke alarm, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the smoke alarm goes off because you burn the roast, and sometimes the smoke alarm goes off because there's a house fire. And sometimes it's really hard for the physician to be able to determine what it was. But the good news is it sounds like you it passed quickly, which is always a good sign.
Yeah. All I can say is, yeah, it has not been a fun week. You know, people who, every time we talk about COVID, we get, you know, a fair amount of emails of people saying, oh, so this is all political. It's just a hoax. It's blah, 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 blah. It's not. You know, get your vaccinations. Prepare yourself as much as you can because... I'm telling you what, if you are unfortunate enough to get this, it is no fun. It's no fun. So arm yourselves and know that there's a surge going on right now in Illinois and many other states, but it certainly is going on here in the state of Illinois. And I want to say one other thing. Thank goodness, Dr. Silver, for you emergency room people. The doctors that looked after me last week, the emergency room staff, the nurses, all the people there, thank goodness, because when something like that's going on, it is pretty damn scary. And you all were there to figure out what was going on, to, you know, make me feel comfortable. You all earn your money every single day. And, I can't thank you all enough. I'm speaking to all the emergency room, people who do this, day in and day out and, not under the best of conditions. Thank goodness you're all there is all I can say. Thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you for saying such kind things about my colleagues. And I know many of the folks that work at that downtown facility, and they're good people. So people are generally work in the emergency room not because for their health. They work there because they really want to help people, and so they're there because they want to be, which is nice. It makes it a special place for that reason.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll talk about some other things as well. Dr. Jeremy Silver. Emergency room physician, Northwestern's Kishwaukee and Valley West Hospitals. WGN. Dr. Jeremy Silver, the week in health with us this morning. In addition to COVID surge right now, we've got a tick surge right now. Summertime, right? People need to take all the necessary precautions for these little pests.
Yeah, ticks, you know, the size of an apple seed, but extremely difficult to deal with and can cause disease. you know, including Lyme disease, but there's other diseases that ticks carry. People may have heard of babesiosis or Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and that those can be severe. And the main thing is prevention. So, you know, if you're going to be gardening outside, you know, wearing long pants, tuck your pants into your socks, long sleeve shirts, that wicking breathable material is good for the summertime. And also recognize that they are, they're blood hosts. So they like dogs and cats. And mm-hmm. So check your animals, maybe keep your dogs, cut short for the summer. You can use repellents on the skin like DEET or oil of eucalyptus if you're an adult. Watch out with kids. The concentrations do matter. And permethrin spray for the clothing is extremely effective, actually.
Okay.
That's not something a lot of folks know. But
and
if DEET, you find a tick on you,
yeah.
the key is don't panic. Try to figure out by looking backwards in time when it most likely attached. If you're confident that the tick attached in less than 24 hours, you're safe from really virtually any disease. The key is when you remove it, and you need to remove it, or come over to my house. I'll take it out for you. I've done it for neighbors before. But you want to take tweezers and you want to grab the head right at the skin.
Ew.
So that you, and gently twist.
Yeah.
Counterclockwise,
all right.
So that you get all the parts out. You don't want to leave any little legs or anything inside because yeah. those can carry disease.
Ugh. Okay. All right. That's something, you know, again, some information to, you know, that hopefully you can use to keep yourself healthy this summer. Dr. Jeremy Silver, emergency room physician, Northwestern's Kishwaukee and Valley West Hospitals. Dr. Silver, have a wonderful tick-free Sunday today.
Dean, same to you. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, sir.